Okay. Call to order this meeting of the Alaska State Legislative Council. Today is June 7, 2013. It is 10 a.m. We're meeting in the Anchorage LIO, room 670. We're going to take our agenda out of its normal order today. We're going to have an executive session first. We'll come out of executive session and then go through all of our routine motions and business activities. So, Representative Johnson, sir, I would entertain a motion to enter executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B for the discussion of matters.
Roll call establishing quorum.
Thank you. Point of order there. Yes. I guess I took an informal quorum, but Madam Secretary, I'll recite the quorum since it was so hard to hear you. Present are Representative Hawker chairing. We have Senator Dennis Egan. We have Senator Lyman Hoffman. We have Representative Bill Stoltz, Representative Craig Johnson, Representative John Coghill, Representative Peggy Wilson, pardon me, John, Senator John Coghill, Representative Peggy Wilson, and Senator Peter Michicki, which does constitute a quorum for the conduct of business. Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Representative Johnson, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B for the discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit.
So the question before the committee is entering executive session under Uniform Rule 22B. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. We'll take a minute and enter executive session, and we'll start conducting business.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Sante, did you get a copy of the motion sheet?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Call to back to order coming out of executive session, the Alaska State Legislative Council, June 7, 2013. It's now approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon on June 7. Reestablishing my role. And Sante, for ease here, because we've got people out, we have Peggy Wilson online at the moment. We have Representatives Pruitt, Stoltz, Johnson, Hawker. We have Senators McGuire, Egan, Meyer, and Hoffman present. We do have a quorum to conduct business. We are ready to run through our suite of motions here. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first motion that I will make is
okay, well, I would just make a my staff has asked me to note for the record the first motions we are going to be making relate to the extension of the Anchorage LIO lease. There'll be a series of four motions that are necessary to accomplish that. And then we will go into our ministerial motions on approvals of minutes, charitable organizations, and other contract approvals. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Thank you. I move that the Legislative Council authorize the chairman to negotiate all the terms and conditions necessary to extend lease 2004-0244 11-0 pursuant to Alaska Statute 36.30.083 sub A.
So the question before the committee is the...
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to object to all of them just so that so the public information is vetted, just a brief description of the rationale.
Okay, well, allow me to continue, Mr. Stoltz. The question before the committee is the lease extension on the existing LIO facility. Is there objection?
Sorry, I was a little confused.
Representative Stoltz has objected for a question. Representative Stoltz, let's put the question on the record.
Mr. Chairman, I just in the nature of this, we talked about this in the executive session. I just saw that it just very briefly described what the thought process is.
Yes, what this allows us to do, the suite of motions that we are going to pass here, allow the legislature to extend our current lease under the statutes that provide for lease extension on a sole source basis with an existing lease, as long as certain financial conditions are met, as described in AS 3630.083A. That motion, once we pass it, the next motion will be where we will be amending our procurement code within our statute to allow material amendments to existing leases. Then we'll have a third amendment that will be amending our procurement procedure. We'll have a third motion that will make those amendments we need to our lease. The first one will be to adjust paragraph 42 of that lease to now be in compliance with the amended procurement policy, and then the substance of that lease will authorize us to negotiate with our landlords for the leasehold improvements that will be provided, that will provide a modification, modernization of the existing LIO facility, and it will be limited in its parameter by engaging Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to be our tenant representative project manager, and will restrict and limit to any improvements that are done here to be negotiated at a cost to be less than similarly sized, located in a portion newly constructed facilities here in downtown Anchorage. And would note for the record that we have previously researched, looked for properties in downtown Anchorage that would be suitable to legislative functions, and quite frankly, there are none. Our choice would be to build a new building. The council has definitely chosen that building a new building, state-owned building, is not a desirable outcome. Though we're looking at providing these tenant improvements to our existing location here. A quick aside, we have been joined by Representative Grunberg. Welcome, sir. So, Representative Stoltz, does that cover the groundwork for you there? Would you like to provide further clarification?
Mr. Chairman, rather than debating each motion, can I just make...
I'm going to have to listen to this. So if this is something there's...
Just let me make a couple of general overall
comments on
all the process.
Representative Stoltz.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Chair. I'm generally pretty frugal and often miserly on the spending the Ledge Council money. The staff and the co-chair and his staff, the legislative affairs staff, have relayed to us a non-responsiveness of available other property. That's why I'm inclined to support the motions that will be this. It is a continuing lease. We've had a long time. They have put together a package. And secondly, or I guess lastly, a large space available for the possibility of 40 members and 20 members, which is happens to be the size of the two branches of our bicameral legislature, would have the ability to meet here on some basis. Not talking about this as a capital move. There's a whole other process, but there are circumstances where the public would be served, and I think we'd be well served by the opportunity to meet her here, especially if possible special sessions or one day type. That opportunity of having larger meeting space for the public and for the entire legislature to, if some opportunity arises, to be able to use those facilities for really short-term type meetings, I think is something that my district and my communities would support. So, with some reservations about parts of the process, I'm a little bit hesitant about the sole source procurement, but under the circumstances we're in, I think that's probably the avenue for it. The last item, the meeting space that would accommodate the entirety of the legislature to, in some circumstances, to meet is my tilting point.
Representative, excuse me, ma'am. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks, and I just want to say on the record, too, since we were in executive session, to summarize that I think the group felt that purchasing a new building at this stage, having looked at, you know, the controversy of the last few years that the legislature went through, simply is not something that this legislative council wants to go through, that we think that it's more in the public benefit to keep this particular building on the municipal tax dole, and that keeping with our existing lease holder is in the public interest, and allowing this leaseholder to make the tenant improvements that are necessary is in the public interest, but that we do think that there are, you know, significant health and safety issues with this building that have been brought up, you know, time and time again to our legislative director. She's pointed out that on some significant maintenance records that, in fact, the maintenance records have indicated that, you know, short of replacing certain things, it just, you know, there just wasn't another avenue. So we think that moving forward with the extension is the right thing to do versus building a building. It's in the public interest, but
so what did you just put in?
That we want to get some of this on the public
record. Put herself on mute, and music is coming through.
And then I would add to that, developing pursuing the sole source option within Alaska statute was deemed at this time to be the most practicable method forward, as the lease is absolutely, totally, and completely expired on this building in 11 months. We have no home to turn to.
He called back.
It put in an element that responded expeditiously to our need to make a decision to go forward. And again, the idea of we also did that RFI, requesting information on real estate across the municipality of Anchorage. We received only two responses to that, neither one of which were able to accommodate the legislature downtown at all. And even in the areas where they were brought forward, they had limited utility to the legislature. So I believe we've done an adequate due diligence. And again, we're working within the parameters of the time frame in which we find it necessary to work. So this is why we've chosen to pursue a sole sourcing option to extend this lease in addition to the substantive reasons stated by Senator McGuire. So, the motion before the committee is our lease extension. Is there further objection to that motion? Hearing seeing none, the lease extension motion passes. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Okay. I move that the Legislative Council adopt proposed amendment number 12 to the Legislative Procurement Procedure 040 to provide a limited ability for the Legislative Affairs Council or a legislative committee to materially modify an existing lease that was previously competitively procured.
The motion before the committee is the motion to authorize the amendment of our legislative procurement procedure in accordance with state policies and procedures. Is there objection? Representative Stoltz.
Just a clarification. Senator McGuire said the Legislative Affairs Council. Is that the Legislative Affairs Agency or the
Legislative Affairs Agency? My apologies.
Okay. That note to the recording secretary, that stands corrected. It is the ability for the Legislative Affairs Agency or a legislative committee.
I don't want to throw another thing on your lap.
That's what we're here for. So with that clarification, the motion before the committee is the amended procurement procedure. Representative Grunberg.
This may be a question for Mr. Gardner, if you could come on to us for a second. My question is on paragraph 4. One of the factors is that the modification must be in the best interest of the agency or the committee. And I'm wondering if there's a difference between saying that and saying it's in the public interest. that I could foresee something where a narrow agency might have a particular interest, but it might not necessarily be in the public interest. And I'm wondering legally what your answer to that.
As this procurement procedure amendment was drafted by legislative legal, Mr. Gardner, put yourself on the record, please, and respond.
My name is Doug Gardner. I'm Director of Legal Services for the legislature. Trying to digest your question.
Sorry, just bring it on.
Some contracts are entered into at the direction of legislative council by the agency, and those will be approved by legislative council. Some contracts are entered into by committees. I can't think of committee leases right off the bat, but in order to accommodate the traditional type of leasing, I think it breaks it down into those two categories. But in either case,
I wasn't drawing a distinction. I was drawing a distinction between local interest as opposed to the broad public interest.
I guess if
you were thinking through the chair, if you were thinking or we were thinking as the adopting committee here, that they would basically be the same.
I didn't see a difference. I thought that in the end this council would be approving those things, and because of the composition of legislative council being obviously a statewide representation, I guess I didn't see in the end that there would be some type of a local interest that wouldn't be
That answers my question. I just wanted that on the record.
On the fly, that's my best answer for
good
you.
Good catch.
Thank you, counselors. I think I want to verify, is Senator Coghill online now?
I am online.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. We'll add you to the quorum.
Thank you.
So the motion before the committee is the authority to amend our procurement procedure. Is there further objection? Hearing see none, so adopted. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
I move that the Legislative Council authorize the chairman to negotiate amendments to lease 2004-024411-0 by mutual agreement with the lessor to remove the limitation of amending a lease that amounts to a material modification in paragraph 42 and to include 712 West 4th Avenue with other terms and conditions necessary to accommodate renovations not to exceed the estimated cost of a similarly sized, located, and apportioned newly constructed building as determined by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
In all those words, the question before the committee is authorizing material amendments to be made to our extended lease that would allow the chair to negotiate material modifications and to develop renovations and just simply I use the word to accommodate renovations for the facility we currently occupy. Is there objection to that motion? Hearing seen none. Senator Egan, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, are we going to get copies of the motion?
Sure.
Because it's changed.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
We did email these out, I believe, when people didn't get it.
And Mr. Chairman, I've got it, but because of the nature of the vote, is it best to have a roll call vote?
Well, we know who the quorum is.
All right. I'm just checking.
Yep. And so, the question before the committee, and we've got the quorum on record, is to authorize those amendments to be made to our lease regarding this facility. Is there further question? Hearing see none, that motion passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Stoltz, sir.
Probably an awkward time to interrupt, but I just thought about it. I just came back from lunch. We're voting on a process. I just want to note for the record, I haven't talked to Mr. Pfeffer about this project, but I have in the past received political contributions from him, and I'm not asking to be excused the vote, but I want to note that for the record, that it hasn't been an item we've discussed on this lease, but for public process, I want to make that disclosure. And it is available in APOC records and so forth, but
and
as a process, I wanted to note that.
The point of reference is that Mr. Pfeffer is a landlord for this building, the facility we are currently in. To that end, I, of course, over the terms of my career, I'll say the same. I suspect most everyone here has at one time or another been supported by Mr. Pfeffer in our efforts of re-election.
I wasn't trying to make any of this, just a public disclosure for the record.
Representative Grunberg.
Chair, I would fall in that category, and I don't know if it would be advisable from an ethical point of view for each person in that situation to put that individually on the record. I think that's important.
Representative Grunberg. Okay. I'm looking around the table.
I'm just checking. I don't remember.
I see Representative Pruitt, Senator Regan, Meyer, Hoffman. Representative Coghill, have you ever received a contribution from our landlords?
Yes, I have.
And Senator McGuire?
Yes.
Yes. Representative Johnson?
I have a check that it works.
And Representative Wilson?
You know, not that I know of.
All right. That was a not that she knows of, so we want to make sure that that was properly reflected there. The last motion for the building amendments is to be able to engage AHSC. We have put a benchmark number in this motion of $50,000. I've talked with Mr. Fowski at AHSC. Depending on the amount of work done, we just put that number in here to give us a basis. It could be everything from gratis up to the amount authorized here, but we'll continue to work with AHSC to accommodate this on as much of a gratis basis as possible. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council authorize the chairman to enter into a contract for payment not to exceed $50,000 for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to act as the lessee's representative in negotiating an extension to lease 2004-024411-0 as amended to include 712 West 4th Avenue and to assist in managing the lessor's compliance with the terms and conditions of the lessor's improvements as described in the lease extension.
The motion before the committee is to engage AHSC as the lessee's representative. Is there objection? Hearing see none, that motion's adopted. So that takes care of the beginning of a fabulous project here to establish legislative facilities that will accommodate legislative needs for the next 10 to more years. We've got a couple of ministerial motions to make, and I know we've got committee members that want to keep moving. So, Representative, Madam, I apologize. You were a representative for so long.
It's an honor.
Next to you at my first organization meeting. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Yes. And so, are we in approval of minutes now?
Yes, ma'am. Pardon me. Senator McGuire, first.
Sure. Meyer. On the previous subject, I just want to make a comment because we did talk about this a little bit in executive session, but I think it's good information to have on the record as well. But I appreciate being an Anchorage legislator we've opted to extend and renovate rather than buy another building or build a new building, because I remember, again, having been on the assembly back in the 90s, and we were pretty upset when the state bought the Atwood building and took that off of the tax rolls, because every time we do that, we essentially are increasing property taxes for the rest of the folks in Anchorage. So I appreciate taking this route, and I also appreciate the fact that we're keeping our obligation to the downtown area and staying in the downtown area. You know, sometimes that can be difficult to do. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Can you address the time frame and transition?
Yes, Senator Hoffman. Although it is subject to final determination, we will have to go through a design process. We've come up with the scope of improvements that this building will receive. What we hope to do is accomplish that in, I'm going to guess, I'd say approximately a nine-month period, no more than 9 months, we hope, as short as possible, commencing sometime at the end of this year, someplace between October and December, and completing it in time to essentially reoccupy very early after as soon as possible after the legislative session is concluded in 2014.
we ready to go on with the rest of these motions? Is Representative Ruenberg?
I'm just asking Council a quick question.
Ready?
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Okay. Transitioning to Roman numeral 3, the approval of the minutes. I move that the minutes from the Legislative Council meeting of May 13, 2013 be approved, and they should be in the members' packet.
And those were mailed out earlier to everyone. So the question before the committee is the approval of the May 13, 2013 minutes. Is there objection? Hearing seeing none, those were adopted. And thank you, Representative Ruenberg, for catching one typographical error in those, which we did correct in the minutes that were just adopted. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Okay, moving to Roman numeral 4 on the ratification of charitable activities. I move that the Legislative Council ratify the following charitable event, which was previously sanctioned by the Legislative Council Chair in accordance with Alaska Statute Number 2460-080-A2B, and that's the subject of the 14th Annual Chalista Heritage Foundation Golf Tournament, benefiting the Chalista Heritage Foundation Incorporated.
Wait, that's a mouthful.
It sure is.
So the question before the committee is ratifying the decision to author or to sanction the Calista Heritage Golf Tournament. The committee's reference that they did meet all the qualifications and statute of being a 501c3 organization. Their objection? Hearing see none, so adopted. We also have the routine reauthorization of the Matsu LIO lease. Does anyone want to have any further conversations with Ms. Varney on that? This is basically a re-upping of our annual space cost there without any particular changes. Hearing see none, we'll
can
take
I,
them. Absolutely, sir. Representative Johnson.
No one from the there. Last time we put this off because there was a problem, and I wasn't real sure of the problem.
Yeah, come on up and identify yourself.
That's all a second. I want to make sure, but since we don't have any representatives who actually live in that LIO.
I do. That's my main office.
Okay.
Hold on. Carolyn, this is Senator Coghill.
I'm sorry. You know, under
Senator Coghill, sir.
I got to sign off. I'm going to the Citizens Advisory Committee meeting, so I'm signing off.
Okay, and we still will have a quorum at that point. Thank
you,
sir.
See you, John.
All right, see you guys.
See you Tuesday.
Got the wrong
right.
It was Kenai, is it?
Okay, and the question on the Kenai lease, you'll notice it's not on this meeting's agenda. We'll take that up at a later meeting. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Okay, so under Roman 5, then, under contract approvals on the Matsu LAO lease, I move that the Legislative Council authorize the chairman to approve a one-year renewal of the existing lease agreement for the Matsu Legislative Information Office and Legislators District Office Space for a cost of $182,215.20.
So the question before the committee is the renewal of the Matsu Legislative Information Offices and Legislators District Office Space. Is there objection?
Chairman, I just...
Representative Stoltz, sir.
Object that I haven't polled everybody, but the feedback is that we are a delegation that has increased in size, and it's there was space added for this post-reapportionment, and we'll probably add another couple rooms on after 2020 redistricting. That very good contentment. It's a good landlord, very responsive to the tenant concerns, and it's right next to a major school facility there, the correspondence program, and it's a relatively convenient location. Otherwise, the traffic issues in the valley make Anchorage look tame at times, but general very good support from our delegation, and they've been a good landlord.
Your
main room for 40 and 20? One bite at a time. I don't have any objection.
The question before the committee is the...
You're right. I suggest they don't sit next to each other.
Very well noted there, Senator. The question before the committee is the renewal of the block lease agreement at the Matsu LIO. Is there objection? Hearing seeing none. That motion is adopted. The last bit of committee business was requested by the Speaker of the House. It is currently the Seward LIO operates on a 6-month basis roughly for legislative session. The as in yet Seward has been a very active community. The speakers asked us to continue staffing that facility year-round. The cost will be an additional $59,200 to staff it year-round, and would simply ask this council's approval to honor the speaker's request that we keep the Seward LIO staffed and available to the public on a year-round basis. That amount can be accommodated within our existing budgets, and again, we'll be in a new budgeting cycle here when we go back to Juneau, and of course, all of these things will have to be accommodated as we review our overall legislative budgets. Senator McGuire, ma'am.
Okay. Other committee business, the subject of the Seward Legislative Information Office. I move that the Legislative Council approve the Seward Legislative Information Office going from session only to full-time effective June 4, 2013, and ask that the agency to include that increase in their fiscal year 15 budget request.
Question before the committee is authorizing the Seward LIO to go from a session-only facility to a year-round facility, and referencing offline that it will cost approximately $56,000. Is there objection? Hearing C, and maybe we should object and not pass that in that the speaker's not here. But no, I tease. Hearing no objections, that motion passes, which really brings us to the end of this meeting. In future meetings, we have capital security issues, legislative information office security issues. We're going to have the Facebook issues, quite a number of other items for this committee to deal with over the summer. But at this time, is there anything more anyone here would like to bring before the committee? Senator Regan, sir.
Yeah, just for good order, Mr. Chair, I did talk to Steve Daigle, and he had volunteered to come up and get the security people that make the equipment to present to Ledge Council, and so he's available anytime. They do have the numbers.
Great. And we are working with Ledge Affairs and those folks to schedule that now that it's into our next meeting cycle. I would also just actually for this committee's reference, the Capitol exterior portico project is underway now. Steps have been removed from the front of the Capitol. That project
jackhammer's under my window.
Has been so far very successful. Everything's gone according to the contractors and the architects there. Everything is going as well as could possibly be hoped on that, and it's at the moment on time and going forward as authorized. Representative Stoll, sir.
Chair, this is probably not genial enough to call it good of the order, but some security was brought up, and I've had contacts from constituent groups about our security's involvement in the incident on the protest censorship agreement and encroachment and legislative affairs and our security division's involvement in that, and specifically mentioning Mr. Daigle's name as an intervener in trying to squill that. And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring that up. It's one that certainly in my constituency that's been an issue of concern. I think we'd be avoiding an important policy issue if we didn't look at that. I support a vibrant security, but that issue is probably not going to go away.
Well, the ACLU filed a Freedom of Information Act filing with the governor's office related to that issue. The governor's office has responded completely with their full disclosure. The last I heard is that the ACLU was not contemplating going any further with that issue. If they provide any sort of further request to the legislature, we will certainly comply with that. Immediately after I became aware of that circumstance back during the legislative session, I issued a statement of policy and executive authority here about reaffirming the legislature's commitment to freedom of speech, access, public access to the Capitol, and with that affirmation that I had made and went very much to legislative affairs and gave them very specific directives about ensuring to err on the side of public and their freedom of speech, that I, at this point, from a legislative perspective, I see the issue as closed. Again, we've taken remedial action. we've taken preventative action, and the administration has taken the remedial action that was requested by the ACLU.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not guided by what the ACLU deems is relevant. We don't always have the same path, but I will gauge what the continued public interest is.
Thank you very kindly. Hearing see no other business topics, we will stand this meeting adjourned. Thank you all for your participation. Thank you.